across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time now to listen to an interview I recorded with Stephen Tompkinson yesterday. He's here at the Arts Theatre in Educating Rita. He plays Frank, and playing Rita is Jessica Johnson. You might know Stephen from Ballet Kiss Angel, Wild at Heart. He was in Brassed Off. Lots of things to his credit. So it was a pleasure to meet him. We met backstage, and I started by asking him this. So obviously, Educating Rita is about an inspiring teacher. Is there a teacher who inspired you?
Yes, there's a couple, actually. There was an English teacher that I had in my high school called Jeff Lynham. And then when I got to sixth form, a guy called Steve Brennan, and they both put plays on as well. So encouraged me in that direction and showed me and alternatives to my school books, and kind of harnessed that energy and imagination that's unique to kids at that age, and showed me a way to earn a living out of it.
Have you been thinking about them while you've been in this role?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, there's little quirks that I've got through glasses holding. I've adopted from both of them. So yes, they're constantly with me.
And, of course, people will know the role through the film and Michael Caine. How hard is it stepping into that role?
Absolutely fine if you don't watch the film, and that's what I've studiously avoided having a look at it. I saw it when it first came out, and I thought it was great. But we just wanted to remind people what an amazing play Willie wrote 40 years ago, and that it's a lot more intense. It's just in Frank's office, and it's just the two characters that you follow over an academic year, and consequently you get more involved and see how much the characters become codependent on each other. It's almost like you're a fly on the wall, which you don't get with a cinema. They took the, you know, all the outside characters and had to show them, but I think this is Willie's sort of masterpiece version.
And as you say, it's 40 years old now, but still relevant.
Very much. And, you know, what sort of set this production apart was having Willie with us every week in rehearsals, which was a real treat. And he's not at all precious about his script. He's very aware that audiences have changed in the 40 years since he wrote it. So he was happy to make cuts, because he said audiences are more savvy now. They don't need to be spoon-fed as much information, and they don't need as much repetition as they used to. So, he was wonderful to work with, and a real inspiration. And we saw him last week in Sheffield, and he was with us when the play opened in Keswick, and he's going to come again before the end of the tour, so we've been very fortunate.
And you've had good reactions all around the country. Different reactions, do you find? Different audiences in different areas react differently?
Yes, that's the beauty of touring, is that it does always keep you on your toes, and that it is, you know, it's a different space every week, it's a different audience every week. But having worked with Willie so closely on this, one of the things he said, his intentions when he first wrote it, was to make it accessible to everyone. He wanted his mum to understand it, and even though it deals with the world of academia, it's sort of autobiographical in both senses. Willie was a hairdresser himself for 6 years, so he knows that aspect of Rita's life, and then he came back into education himself much later, as she does, and was a teacher as well, like Frank becomes. And it was while teaching the kids that he, to get their attention, he started telling them, just making up this story, which became the bare bones of a series that he did called One Summer. And that's how, you know, he got into his writing as well. So it's a play that's very precious to him, and consequently to us. And it is too. It's very much in people's hearts as well. There's a real fondness for the piece, and people have sympathies with both characters as well, which is always a bonus.
Have you performed in Liverpool?
No, we haven't with this one. I think the nearest we went was Theatre Clwyd, in North Wales. We had a few Liverpudlians breaking over the border for that, so it's lovely.
And you've been rehearsing it and performing it for some time now. Are you still finding things in it?
Always, yes. I mean, it's the audience that teaches you things, and you can gain from them how much, you know, emphasis to put on certain things, and whether they like the broader strokes or the more dramatic moments of the story. So yeah, you're always catering to the people that turn up. It's lovely.
And you're famous for your television work as well as your stage work. Do you have a preference?
I think if I'm doing one, I'm missing the other. I think for the whole experience, in that you get a bit more control over a beginning, a middle and an end, then there's nothing quite like stage, and especially for a comedy as well. As the audience let you know whether you've timed things correctly or whether they're finding it funny. So that's more intense, and there's no safety net, and you feel more like an actor than just doing little snippets that could be from any point in the story, because you're tied into locations when you're filming, and then it's very much your life in a lot of other technical people's hands, and this gives you much more of the shared experience of storytelling.
And because it's a two-hander, the chemistry between you and Jessica has to be very strong. How do you work on that? How do you produce that?
Well, it was her fault it all came about in the first place. I was up in Newcastle at Live Theatre. I was re-rehearsing Patrick Marber's The Red Lion, which was transferring to the Trafalgar Studios. And Jess was in the main house doing a play called Goth Weekend, which had transferred from Scarborough. And she was amazing in it, and she has a very unique, very captivating energy. And we got talking. She'd played Rita before, but only in a limited run. I think it was for a week at the gala in Durham, and it was set modern times, and she was doing it in a native northeast accent. And she said how she'd like to have had a longer run at it. And she said, just passing, you'd make a great Frank. And it'd been years since I'd read the play. I read it when it first came out, when I was just a teenager. And lo and behold, I'm now the right age to play Frank. So I read it, and I was working for David Pugh at the time, our producer, doing art with Nigel Havers and Dennis Lawson. And so I reread it and then took it to David as an idea. He didn't know Jess, so we auditioned for it together and read the whole play for David and his producing partner, Dafydd Rogers, and for Willie's daughter, Rachel, who helps look after her dad's estate. And we were in a meeting room in a hotel in Bath, which wasn't all that conducive to performing this play, but we got through that stern test, and they decided it might be a good idea. So basically, it's just all Jess's fault. consequently, we've been working on it for a year before we started proper rehearsals. And I admire her immensely. She's wonderful to work with, and we both work in a very similar way, and we take it very seriously, but not altogether too seriously, and we keep finding new things and we keep working at it, and it's been a joy.
Yeah, because when you're doing something for such a long period of time, keeping your interest in it is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely, and I think we've both found mentally it's more draining than anything else we've ever done, because the pace of the play and the range of emotions that it goes through, and the fact that it is just the two of us, and we need to be at the tops of our game every performance. So it's enjoyable but very hard work.
And how are you finding Cambridge?
Oh, it's always a joy. Always a joy to come to Cambridge. It's lovely, and it is the perfect sort of size theatre for this play and for this production. And it kind of seems like an extension of the set, because it's, you know, there's a lot of wood in Frank's office, so it lends itself beautifully.
And what's next for you?
There's an ITV series called The Bay that started last year, and they're talking to me about coming in for the new series of that. And after that, I don't know. Sleep would be good. Yeah.
And do you have a favourite line from the play?
Yes, I think when Frank says to Rita, "Do you know Yates?" and she says, "The Wine Lodge." which actually Willie confessed was not his line. Alan Bleasdale gave that to him. So that's nice. It's nice to be in on the backstage secrets.
That was Stephen Tompkinson. Pleasure to meet him. Educating Rita is at the Cambridge Arts Theatre tonight and tomorrow night. Been getting rave reviews, Stephen Tompkinson and Jessica Johnson. If you want to find out more, book tickets, the website is cambridgeartstheatre.com.